Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Greg Skordish, your host this afternoon. We've been talking with a couple of the candidates for Utah's governor's race, which is coming up next year. And we're about to interview another one, a man named Jeff Birmingham. And I'll be honest, Jeff, I knew nothing about you 6 hours ago, but your resume is very impressive. I mean, this man has done some pretty incredible stuff here in Utah. He's a successful, even one of the other candidates for governor has described him already today as a successful entrepreneur or a great entrepreneur. He's created jobs. He's been successful in the business industry. He's done startups. He's done everything. Jeff, what do you want people listening to this show know about you that, like me, they didn't know a couple of hours ago?
Yeah, Greg, thanks. It's good to be with you today. I'm an outsider, so I've been building businesses. I've been building the real economy here in Utah. I've helped create thousands of jobs in the state over the last decade, and I think that's a unique perspective in this race. I think what the race is shaping up to be is one with four or five career politicians and one outsider with a fresh perspective that is critical for our state right now. And so I think that's the most important thing to understand. We need a smart plan for the growth that we're experiencing. We need a bold leader, someone who is not politically entangled, but will just do the very best things for our great state.
So you've got quite a resume and you've got quite a platform, Jeff. How are we going to get that word out? How do you intend to? And you just said you're not a career politician. How do you even break ground with the Republican Party? And how can you let other people know just who you are and what you've done?
Yeah, we have an aggressive ground game, Greg. And one of the most important things is raising money, creating awareness. We have raised the most money in the race. We have been the most well-organized. I've been in Washington County today, and now I'm in Garfield County. I held about 20 meetings this week. I've had over 300 political meetings all across the state in all 29 counties this year. And it's critical in these elections that we understand who we're voting for and what the issues are that's incumbent upon our politicians and those that are running to make sure that that is clear. I often have said in business, the best teams usually win. And I think that will be the case in this governor's race. The best team will win. And I've been spending a good part of this year gathering together what I think is the best political team in the state.
We're speaking this afternoon with Jeff Birmingham, a candidate for Utah's governor's race, which is coming up next year. Jeff, I'm going to go off topic just a little bit. Tell us who you are. Tell us about you, your background, your family, what we should know about you.
Yeah, I have four children. I married a beautiful girl named Sally from Logan, Utah. Her father was the dean of the business college at Utah State for many years. She was a second grade school teacher before we had children. Our oldest son just left on a mission a month or two ago. We have three children at home. They have all gone to public schools. We love Utah. We're a very active family. We love to wake surf and mountain bike and snow ski in the winter. I was a competitive athlete growing up and have always been a self-starting entrepreneur. In fact, started a carpet cleaning business when I was 13 years old so that I could participate in competitive basketball camps and tournaments across the country. So that's a little bit about me personally. Again, I've been an entrepreneur. I've been a job-creating entrepreneur here in the state. I've been intimately involved with the growth of Silicon Slopes here. That's an exciting part of our state's trajectory right now. But that is my background, as a job-creating entrepreneur. I'm an outsider in this race and excited to dive in and work hard.
So in the business community, growth is great and generally, but our state has enjoyed some growth, some financial growth, some economic growth, population growth. How do you envision as governor managing that in the future? And we're at a great place right now. How are we going to be in this great place after 8 years of Jeff Birmingham as our governor?
Yeah. I think we've all had time.
I've already pegged you in for two terms, as you can tell here.
Yeah, thank you. I think we've had, you know, we've all had times in our life, Greg, where the biggest risk was to make no change at all. And I think that's where we're at in Utah right now. This election isn't about yesterday's ideas or today's status quo. It is all about the future of Utah. Where are we headed? The youngest state in the country. What can we accomplish together? So as I think about these ideas, I think of opportunities to have a smart plan for growth that ensures the same quality of life and the same opportunities that our children and grandchildren that we have had for our children and grandchildren, and making sure that we do this in a conservative way, one that protects our proud and conservative way of life here in Utah. This is hard to do sometimes as politicians, because when you make hard decisions, when you have vision, when you lead out, when you have a smart plan for growth, people get upset. But we need to do the right things right now here in Utah. If we want to remain on top, it is critical that we make some hard decisions. And that's why I think it's important that we elect a political outsider, a politically unentangled leader to help us over the next decade here in Utah.
Jeff Birmingham, thank you for joining us this afternoon. You have a very impressive resume. You seem to have a good message for the people. I wish you all the best of luck going forward in next year's governor's race.
Thank you so much, Greg. It's good to meet you. Look forward to talking again. And it's fun to be out here in Garfield County. Beautiful rural Utah. It's a great place.
Yeah, I've even done a trial in Garfield County, so I know probably just about right where you are. Keep it up.
Okay. Have a great afternoon.
We'll be back.